20, 30, 50 years per story. Have lived here and died.
WB3GXW.
Okay, AB3WG, good evening everyone. My name is Chris. I am the MDC section manager. We'll wait a couple minutes. We've still got a bunch of folks checking in. Thanks very much for hanging out with us on a Friday. It's a cold Friday evening. Fall is here. Winter is basically here as far as I'm concerned. I hate being cold, so anyway, that's that. So we'll wait for just a couple minutes. I usually start about three after. If you're new here, thanks for joining. And I have just a couple things to go over tonight. Not a lot of stuff. There's some stuff going on in the section, but I don't have a lot to go over here on the net tonight. So we'll get started just shortly. Stand by, AB3WG. Okay, very good. We've got a good group tonight. Thanks, everyone, for joining. Again, I'm Chris Van Winkle. I am the MDC section manager. Again, thanks, everyone, for joining tonight to the monthly MDC section EchoLink Net. And this EchoLink Net is provided to us by Mr. John Creel, WB3GXW, who we are proud to have host us. Thank you, John, for everything you do. And we'll go right to Mr. Creel. If you're on, please give some thoughts. And thanks again for hosting us on another monthly EchoLink Net. WB3GXW.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. WB3GXW. Well, not only is the government shut down, but the FCC is shut down. So anyone who is testing for a new license, that paperwork cannot be processed. Anyone who is testing for an upgrade, that paperwork cannot be processed. However, you will get a certificate of successful completion, and you will be able to operate with your new privileges, temporary AG for general, temporary AE for extra. New applicants will not be able to get or obtain a FRN number. So we've had some applicants at the last test session which was the ham fest. Let me reset here. Hopefully I didn't time it out. I think I did. We have some applicants in the last test session who are still waiting for either upgrade or new licenses. Net control, did I cut out? Over.
You sound okay. Proceed, please.
Okay, I had to wait for the EchoLink idea to run here on the repeater. So that's pretty much what's going on, what's not going on. Our monthly test session is tomorrow, and we will not be able to process the test session until the government reopens. The good news is the RF spectrum did not get shut down, and that's all I got. Back to net control, WB3GXW.
Okay, thanks very much. Appreciate that information. Yeah, I try not to get into politics on this net. It's not really my place. But thanks for mentioning that, John. It does affect the testing and the handling of new ham licensees and so forth. I did see a blurb from the league about that, so there's probably more information about that on the league website, although I haven't checked that. But thank you very much for mentioning that. Okay, as we get started here this evening, just a couple of reminders. Do keep your eye on the comments down below there on your screen. Make sure you're not speaking too long. We like to be good stewards of the system, and I'll try not to talk too much myself. Break. Okay, a couple things I want to go over. I guess I'll first mention the section news. The section news went out last night in the evening. I'm not sure exactly what time, 7:30-ish probably. So that should be in your inbox either via the groups.io server or the league server. I think I got it three different times. So if you're subscribed to our groups.io server, it went out on that, and it went out via the AWRL email to your section that section managers can do. So it went out for that. So there's a lot of great information in there. We got some good stuff from a bunch of our staff members. There's a Skywarn report in there and some of the standard reports that we get. I did a little different thing on the EC reports, the emergency communicator reports that come from the various counties. I used different data this month, so you may notice some different there. It's a little bit more inclusive, so we tried to do that. And then there's one other thing, break. Okay, and then the other thing I just want to mention is you've probably already heard about this. That is the Emergency Preparedness Act that the league is making a big push this year to get that passed. I did send information about that in the section news. There's a link for individual hams. You don't have to be a league member to help out in the passing of this bill. There's also a separate link for clubs that clubs can use. And so that information is in the section news. Also, if you go to the league website, I just checked this out just before the net here. It's right highlighted on the main page. You don't have to log in. You don't have to be a member. You don't have to do anything. Just go to ARRL.org, and you'll see it come up. It says pass this bill. And you click on that. You'll go to a link that takes you to basically a form. You put in your call sign, and it just takes probably 10 seconds. Some information gets filled out beneath your call sign, and you click this little blurb that says, send my letters, and you're done. So we encourage everyone to go ahead and do that. Again, you don't have to be a league member. We want all hams, all amateurs to help out in this cause. And we'll see if we can see if the folks, the powers that be, and our representatives in Congress can get this thing through this year. I will tell you that the league is spending quite a bit of money on this. They have not one but two groups that are lobbying, two different lobbying groups, one for each side of the aisle. And Lord knows, I don't know for sure. I'm pretty sure those folks aren't cheap. So they're putting quite a bit of effort into this. So go ahead and do that if you haven't already. Break. Okay. Let's go ahead and see if we can get hear from some of our linked repeaters first. And I would like to go first, please, to the Frederick Machine, W3FDK. Give us your comments and then call stations on your machine, please, W3SDK. Okay, nothing heard there. We'll probably get, maybe we'll get to them later. All right, let's try Maryland FM, WA3DZD. Let's have you give us your comments, please, and then call your stations.
W3MNN. On the WA3DZD repeater in Jessup, Maryland. Don't have anything other than I did attend the HamFest that was earlier this month down in Hollywood, Maryland. It was a small HamFest, maybe about 60 in attendance and maybe about a dozen tailgaters. But I went down there and tailgated and sold enough to cover my expenses to get in. Okay, this is WA3MNN. Anybody on the RF side of the Jessup repeater? Go ahead.
This is Alpha Julia 3 Papa.
Okay, well, the call sign was AC3J. This is WA3MNN. Go ahead with your comments.
Okay, I think it's me. It's Alpha Julia 3 Papa. I'm just trying out this repeater here. I think it's the first time I've been on it. And I was kind of curious if anyone has information on it, Joe Jamri on the air, which is going to be at McAlton State Park. It's kind of close to me, and I want to kind of see if anyone has a schedule or any information on what's going on there. Again, this is Alpha, Juliet, 3, Papa, back to net.
Okay, very good. Anybody else on the Jessup RF side, WA3MNN? Okay, I think that's it. Back to the Maryland DC section. This is WA3MNN, clear.
Okay, very good. Thank you. I do believe there is information about JOTA in the section news. If that gentleman, if anyone has the section news, they can forward it to that gentleman. If not, he's free to send me an email at ab3wg@arrl.org. And I will I'll get that information out. Pretty sure we got a report, and that included some JOTA information, so that should be in the section news. All right, thank you for that. All right, let's go next to, let's see if we get K3ORB, Ocean City, your comments and call your stations, please.
Delta.
Everyone on the net, this is K3UCQ calling on behalf of the K3ORB repeater in the Worcester Radio Group. Worcester Radio Group is hosting a Parks on the Air activation at Assateague State Park tomorrow at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Break.
Okay.
This event is open to the public and is a great opportunity to spread the word about amateur radio to park visitors. There's a trick-or-treat event happening as well as a 5K race happening at the same time. So we're excited to make some contacts and give some demonstrations. TechEq will now stand by for check-ins on the K3ORB repeater in Ocean Pines, Maryland. QRZ.
W3, Mike, John in Berlin.
N3JAD, Ocean Pines.
N3POW, November 3, Tango Oscar Whiskey, John in Selbyville.
Kilo Charlie 3 Echo Whiskey November.
Looks like we've got 4 check-ins. We have WW3 Mike John in Berlin. N3 JAD. N3 TOW. And KZ3 EWN. We'll start first round comments with WW3 Mike. Go ahead, John.
Over the net, and same thing with Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf. Thanks for being there. I got my news. Solid email, no issues. Was able to open it up. I'm glad that we sent it out. We all appreciate it. And looking forward to tomorrow for our little event over at Assateague Island. I hope everybody has a great weekend. And hopefully we get to check it again. This is Whiskey 3, Mike, back to net control.
Thanks, John. Moving on down the list to N3JAD.
I don't have much to add other than we are looking forward to tomorrow. It should be a great turnout, and it's going to be great weather. So beyond that, I'm going to turn it back to net. This is N3JAD.
Moving on down the list now to N3TOW. John, how are you doing this evening, John?
I'm doing well. Good evening, everybody on the net. Not much to report here. I'm going to miss out tomorrow. I'm pretty sure. I've got to work again. So it's going to be nice weather. Hope all my fellow club members and anybody who participates in it has a good time. 73N3POW.
Thanks, John. And moving on down to Jim, KC3EWN.
Well, good evening, Brian in the net. This is Kilo Charlie 3 Echo Whiskey November. Jim up here in York, PA. And unfortunately, I will not be able to attend the radio on the waves there, but I hope everybody has a great time. Sounds like the weather's going to be great, and we've been doing a lot of public service activity up here the last
couple weekends. So with that, I'll turn it back to Brian, KZ3EWN.
And thanks, Jim. That looks like that's the end of our check-ins. We'll pass this back on to Chris. This is K3UCQ. Back to net control.
Okay, very good. Thank you for the information and your folks checking in tonight. Appreciate it. All right, let's move next to the KA2JAI machine. Let's have your comments, please, and then call your stations.
Okay, this is N3FCC on the Neural Mobile Computer Military of Anne Arundel County, and I'd like to throw out a thank you just for IDEA Chris and definitely Adam for putting together this group I.O. I didn't realize how handy it would come in, because every once in a while, you know, someone says one net controls said, hey, I need some coverage like today or tomorrow or what, you know, and it comes in handy. Communications goes back and forth very quickly, and we'll get those that coverage set up, and totally a big help. And I guess Tom Rowell will be talking about we could use, he needs some net control stations for METN and some people to work MDD. If there's one to get some more exposure, I'm sure get the details on that. So first off, right now we've got KA2JAI on the Echo machine, so we'll start with him and then we'll call for check-in. Mike, take it.
Good evening, Chris and Don and everyone. And I apologize if this was already mentioned. The audio faded on me a little bit, so I missed a little piece. But Anne Arundel and Howard are going to have a joint SET this year, and that will be tomorrow morning. Don, that's it. I'll turn it back to you. This is KA2JAI.
Thank you, Mike. This is NCFC on the Louisville machine. Do we have any check-ins? Please call out. Okay, I'm only hearing the grass grow, so no check-in tonight other than Mike. So back to the tech control. Pretty quick, and free up your team.
Okay, thank you, Don. Thank you, Mike. good to hear from you guys, and thanks for everything you guys are doing in Anne Arundel County and on the Baltimore Traffic Net. All right, let's go now to our individual check-ins. We'll start off with Melvin, KC3TAT. Good evening. Thanks for joining. Your comments for the net tonight. Okay, nothing heard there. Let's go to Jeff, KB3SPH. Good evening. And your comments for the net, please.
Prince George's County held their simulated emergency test on 4 and 5 October, reporting GPS coordinates of various sites. And on 14 October, we had our hospital drill across three counties with maybe 30 call signs participating, focusing on peer-to-peer traffic between various facilities. We'll have debriefs for both of those at our upcoming 20 October Prince George's County ARES meeting. Back to net. This is KB3SPH.
Okay, very good, Jeff. Thanks for that information. And the SET is always a good time to practice and work with your ARES groups, and always good to get that work in. Keeps us on our toes. All right, let's go next to NI3C. Johan, thank you for joining and your comments for the net tonight. All right, let's try KB3SWS. Pam, always good to have you here on the Section EchoLink Net. Your comments tonight, please.
Thank you, AB3WG, Chris at Net Control, and everyone else on the net this evening. The Salvation Army's Saturn, or Salvation Army Team Emergency Radio Network Program, is a globally recognized international fellowship of ham radio operators that provides necessary communication to and from disaster sites around the world. Break. The Eastern Territory Coordinator, Harry Bowder, N3FMO, runs a weekly net to help radio operators improve their skills working with various WinLink forms for emergency communications. More information can be found at salvationarmyusa.org/Saturn-program. Back to Net Control, this is KB3SWS.
Okay, thanks, Pam. Good information on Saturn. we don't really hear a lot about some of these groups. Perhaps you could type that URL in the chat there if you get a chance, and somebody could get some more information on that. That's a great program, and I'd love to have you put that in the chat, or if somebody could put that in the chat, please, that would be great. All right, let's see. Let's go next to Stuart, WI3J. Good evening, Stuart. Always good to have you here and your comments tonight. I could have sworn we had Stuart. No, I guess we lost him. Okay, my apologies. All right, let's see. Yep, we've got Tom here, W3TDH. Tom, thanks for all you do. Good evening, your comments tonight, W3TDH. Okay, yeah, Tom, I can see you on the list, but we're not getting any audio, absolutely nothing. Let me see if I'll put a star next to your name, and we'll see if we can come back to you. And there'll be other chances. I'll ask if anybody else wants to check in towards the end of the net, so stand by. All right, great. Let's go to Mr. Jim, WI3N. Always good to have you here as well, and your comments tonight.
Okay, Chris, thank you very much. At my age, it's good to be anywhere. So anyway, just wanted to throw out that we got the city of Laurel to provide the police officer who is able to drive our comms van. We took it up last Saturday to the Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Lab to their club, had a little thing where people brought their go kits and stuff like that, and we took our comms van up to let people see our station and all that the city put in there for us. So that was a lot of fun. Really good day. Thank you very much. Back to Net, WI3N.
All right, very good. Thanks, Jim. Yeah, I got the information on that get-together at the Johns Hopkins. That's not too far from where I live, so I'm glad that it got delayed. There was a rain delay. I mean, there not a delay. But it got rescheduled, as I recall. And then they were able to get that in. So glad to hear that went well. All right. Next on my list, Nate, KC3II, Assistant Section Emergency Coordinator. Good evening, Nate. Thanks for joining. Your comments tonight.
Hey, Chris, glad I could join, and apologies, there's a air filter automatically running in the background. I'll keep it short. No real updates. Stay tuned. The National Capital Region Aries Group is meeting next month. We postponed the October meeting. No real new updates, but otherwise, I hope everyone has a great rest of their October. So 73KC3IEI.
Okay, thank you, Nate. Appreciate that information, and appreciate the work you're doing. All right, let's go next to K3ABZ. Mark, good to have you, and your comments for the net tonight.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate the information from everyone, K3ABZ 73.
Okay, thanks for joining. And let me see. Yep, I still see KB3IVS. Derek, good to have you tonight. And give us your comments, please. Okay, nothing from IVS. All right, let's go back to Tom, W3TDH. Looks like you got your audio fixed. Thanks for hanging in there with us. Go ahead, please.
Let me try that again. There's my audio. This is W3TDH. There's been no Skywarn activity on most of the section, and we should be grateful for that. The only thing that's hurting is the farmers are short of water, and that hurts their income a lot. On other subjects, got a notice from the Maryland Security Network through the state police to the Emergency Preparedness Committee here in Tacoma Park. The information is not private or secret or withheld in any way, so we can share it. And that is, there is a concern that there may be attempts to stir up political unrest on either side of the political spectrum, and that if that occurs, it's likely to be what's called a false flag operation. If it's right-wing extremists, they'll try and make it look like the left did it. If it's left-wing extremists, they'll try and make like the right did it. So the important thing here is to keep your head and don't believe everything you read, especially on the internet, and use known reliable sources for your news if you hear that something's gone off, because on the internet it's true because they typed it, not so much. Back to net, W3TDH.
Okay, thank you, Tom. It's a good comment. We do need to be safe. It's somewhat dangerous out there, as we all know. So please be safe in whatever you do. Keep your wits about you, and be aware of your surroundings, and maintain, as my friend says, situational awareness. Always a good idea. All right, let's go next to Father Al, Section Traffic Manager, W3YVQ. Good evening, Father Al. Your comments tonight, please.
Oh, hi. Good evening to you, Chris, and everyone else holding that. I was just sitting here thinking about safe access to duty when emergencies develop, and cannot help but think of a hurricane down in south of Miami, indeed, because in that instance, lots of amateurs came forward to volunteer, but when they got to the staging area to be sent into the hurricane area, they were told they were going to have to carry all their food and water and batteries and radios and antennas and clothing to be totally self-sustained for several weeks with no support from anyone, and they would have to be able to ride on the back of a fire truck to get in there, holding onto the handlebars. And I thought to myself, how many of you all in Aries or NTS, for that matter, are prepared to do that kind of skullduggery to get into a disaster area that serves the public? But it's one of the things we do in amateur radio, and it's food for thought. That's why common power connectors and the savvy to be able to steal batteries out of cars destroyed in a hurricane to use the power, etc., all become essential skills, not to mention being able to cook hot dogs with your magnifying glass. In any case, during Katrina, one of our amateurs who is in the WinLink system, Break, was on the radio discussing issues with the emergency management teams in New Orleans, and they had no communications with the state EOC. Everything was down. And the director looked at our amateur and said, "Can you communicate with Baton Rouge?" And he said, "I certainly can." He says, "Go do it." So he set up his 2-meter link communications and WinLink, peer-to-peer and WinLink network connections, and was able to sustain the response of the official organizations for some time before they got things back up and running in essential services again. So preparedness ahead of time is key to success in that business, Mark. And have you ever thought what would happen if we had a major disaster flooding out in numerous counties, perhaps, as happened down south of Dorchester County in the Low Country during some of the big hurricanes that pushed water up the bay? How would we get in there like we did in West Virginia in rowboats with all our ham station gear and survival gear and get put off on the highest piece of land available where you might have to ride a horse to get to the EOC? So all sorts of strange possibilities, and AirSmart teams generally understand this and may even be able to come into the section and do a better than average job at handling that. Great. And if there was such an event taking place, how would you get health and welfare traffic out to people, not only elsewhere in the state of Maryland, but elsewhere in the country? Are you going to set up in areas and try and figure out how to do that all on yourselves? Or are you going to work with NTS to do it? We have network capability that can reach outside of the last mile, no matter how large it is, including the entire country, and still be able to communicate. The question, of course, is whether or not message traffic can be delivered to anyone. But outside the affected areas, that's usually not the major issue. So work with the NTS people here in the section. Find out how you're going to be able to do that and who are the liaisons who are going to help you make it so. Everybody have a great weekend. Stay dry. W3YVQ.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Father Al. Always good information. And let me see. I have one more person on my list. Let's see if James is still here. Yep, KC3EWN. James, thank you for joining tonight. Your comments, please.
Well, good evening, Chris and Annette. I actually made my comments with K3ORB. I'm connected to the DC server, so I have no further traffic. Back to you from KC3EWN.
Okay, thanks, James. Yeah, I need to do a better job of keeping track of who's checking in on the linked repeaters and cross them off my list as I frantically write them down before the net begins. Okay, that's everybody on my list tonight. It's almost quarter of, so we're early. I do want to mention we did have the CaraFest on the 5th of this month. That was a great HamFest. It's probably the last HamFest. There are no current HamFests for the rest of the year. That there's no current listings on the league website, and none that I know about. I see some things coming through for next year. So those are getting approved, and I hope you made the CaraFest. It was busy. We were in a different building this year, and things usually die around 10 o'clock, but gosh, I was busy until probably 11:30, and just a bunch of people coming through. So if you made that, I hope you had a great time. It's always a good event, CaraFest. All right, is there anyone else with any further comments or anyone I did not get to, please?
Kilo Charlie 3, Tango Alpha Tango.
WB3 GXW.
Okay, let's go to Tango Alpha Tango first, please. Go ahead.
Well, good evening, Chris, and all on the net. This is Kilo Charlie 3, Tango Alpha Tango. I hit the transmit button when you called me during the earlier, and my phone died, so I had to put it on charge. I have nothing really to say other than the National Electronics Museum's class that was announced in the newsletter there is for the general class. The technician class ended 2 weeks ago, so it's the general class that they're having on October 30th. And that's all for me, KC3TAT.
Okay, thank you for that. And if I put technician in the... I copied and pasted that, so hopefully I didn't get that wrong in the section news. If I did, apologies. So that's for a general class. We always like to publish Roland's classes. He does such a fantastic job. And So we do try to publish all of those that I know about. Usually he sends me a personal email regarding that, and then I usually get some emails from some other folks regarding that, his classes. So I get multiple elbows in the ribs about his classes. So it's much appreciated, and we do like to publish those classes when we get them. So thanks for that. All right, GXW, John?
So maybe you have the answer to this. What is the situation for those poor folks whose licenses expire during this shutdown? I would assume that they're off the air. Has the league put out anything? Over.
That's a very good question, John. I have not seen anything regarding that. Now, I will tell you that our monthly meeting, our Zoom, it's a Zoom meeting actually, that we have with the league folks is coming up next week. It's Tuesday night on the 21st. So I'm going to make a note of that, and I will ask that question. We speak with Mike Walters and Steve Ewald at the league, and so I will ask. That's a good question, but I haven't seen anything personally regarding that. I guess you're probably right. They're going to be stuck. And that's not a good place for them to be, but I'll see if I can ask during the our monthly call coming up next week. Over.
Okay, very good. Yeah, the idea ran again. Perfect timing. Okay, well, I kind of suspect that, you know, regardless, if your license is expired, you are QRT until you get it renewed. So the bottom line is always renew your license on the first possible day. And don't wait till the end. But I'm sure there's some people out there that are sweating. 73s, good night, everybody. Stay safe. WB3GXW.
It was a great period.
Okay, anybody, any further information on that? Someone said there's a grace period. That's good. Go ahead. Okay, very good. We'll make one more call. Anybody I missed or anything further?
Why be here?
YBQ, go ahead.
On that topic, is the actual universal licensing system computer down?
I do not believe so. I have no information that it is down, so my assumption is that it is not down.
WB3GXW.
GXW?
We are not able to obtain FRN numbers via the ULS. Last I saw is that it is down. The FCC is QRT.
I tried to look something up on the ULS. It's just done. It takes you to the lander page. It says, we're closed, KB3JQQ.
Okay, thanks, guys. Yeah, I hardly ever go out there. Thanks very much, Scott, and everybody for the information on that. So, yeah, I guess that kind of makes sense that it's down. I wouldn't have known, so thank you very much for supplying that information. Okay, anything else? Okay, very good. We'll wrap this up. Thanks, everybody, for joining. We'll see you here, let's see, next month in November, 1, 2, 3. It'll be on the 21st of next month. Let me see, where are we? And, yeah, Thanksgiving for next week, so we're okay. So we'll see you on the 21st of next month. Please stay warm as I am trying to do. Stay safe, and thanks for all the work you guys are doing. I know there's a lot going on in the section, and let's pray that the folks in Congress can get together and get the government back open, and we can get some hams back on the air and get some licenses and get back to normal. 73, thanks everybody. AB3WG.